When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, Board Game Man, here with your news for March 1st, 2021. And oh boy, there's a ton of news and even more Kickstarter to cover. So sit back and let's see if I can get through all of this in a timely manner. So a couple of big release announcements this week from kind of the computer IP land coming to the tabletop. So first up, Stardew Valley was kind of one that came out of nowhere, and they reportedly are releasing this without a Kickstarter and just publishing it. I believe the designer of the digital game, Stardew Valley, teamed up with a friend of his who he made while playing the game, and then he decided to turn out a tabletop version. I believe his friend was a tabletop designer already. So I'll have a link to the BGG page, but currently it looks like it's out of stock at the moment, but keep looking into it if you're interested. Stardew Valley, the board game, is a 1-4 player game, plays in about 1 to 3 hours, and is $55. This is an interesting one. I kind of looked at the rules to this one. And it looks like a very simple co-op kind of interesting design where all you're trying to do, kind of like Stardew Valley, is you have some quests or things you have to do before the end of the game. You have a certain amount of time to do it. Now, there's not a whole lot of things that are competing against you where, kind of think pandemic, where after a while you're going to have these epidemic cards and things like that are going to be working against you. There's kind of the company that's working a little bit against you, but it's not really kind of working all that hard. So it's more of, this seems more of a kind of, you've got things to do and it's an optimization puzzle. So you have actions you can do to get different crops or get different friends and things like that. And you have to have a couple of different accomplishments you have to make, or 4 of the different things you have to do before the end of the game. So, and after about, I think it's 8 rounds or so, the game ends. So this would be an interesting one to see if it's any good. It kind of seems a little, I don't know, seems like a game that for this price should have a little bit more to it. But I think it's going to sell a lot of games because a lot of people love Stardew Valley. But it seems like a game that, since it is kind of so robust and so long to play, it'll be a game that a lot of people just buy and it'll sit on their shelves forever. But who knows? I'll like to give it a try, but it'd be interesting to see because it is kind of quite a bit of a time investment there. Now, also up from the digital realm is Skyrim from Modiphius. This one isn't as shocking as Modiphius has been making kind of Elder Scrolls games and Fallout games for a while, but they'll likely be using the same system as the Fallout minis game and I think the other Elder Scrolls mini games, where you're going to have scenarios and campaigns with the miniatures that you're going to be able to use for this game. It looks pretty cool. This one, I don't have a whole lot of other information, but it is kind of a bigger game. So I believe once this does come out, it'll be probably a larger miniatures game, probably in the $100 range as well. But the other big news out of this one, that it's reportedly going to be coming out of a new crowdfunding site called GameFound. Now, I have no idea what GameFound is. I went to the site, has not really a whole lot of information. It just looks like Kickstarter to me. But everywhere I look, it says, this isn't the same as Kickstarter or such. But there's no real dates of when the projects are ending or how much they raise, just prices. And it does look more like a store, but they claim it's not a store and just basically a Kickstarter alternative. But it really looks 100% like Kickstarter. So as more maybe the campaigns just haven't started yet. There's links to a lot of different campaigns, but I can't see how long things are going on or just prices. So it'd be interesting to see what the difference is. Maybe the difference is just that they're charging the creators less money to use them and less money to fulfill these things, or less money over the top. But I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on that as well as time goes on. Of course, I have to talk about Marvel Champions as usual. So the Marvel Champions Gamora pack just came out right after I talked about it, the last one, which was a Star Wars pack. This one will be out in May and, as usual, will be about $15. This pack will, of course, include Gamora as the playable hero, and it'll have her normal 15 cards. She'll also use the aggression aspect, which kind of makes sense for Gamora. And I think she'll be using other cards from other aspects rather than kind of the, I don't know if this is a new rule for her because of the way, the character she is, or if there just was a misprint from the press release I saw and that it should be, because normally it's the kind of neutral cards that you put in there, but this says from other aspects. there are protection and justice event cards in this pre-constructed deck, which makes more sense if they're going to be using from other aspects. And of course, you'll have an ally card in there from Nebulous. So this looks like a really fun one. And of course, it will team up really well with Rocket and Groot, and of course, Star-Lord. So I'm really looking forward to this one. This one will be out in May. Ravensburger has announced Alien Fate of the Nostromo. That'll be releasing in August, I believe August 1st, for $30. This is an interesting one where it's a co-op game where, remember, this is Alien, not Aliens. Now, we've got Aliens, another great Day in the Core, which is a really cool co-op miniatures experience. This is just a simple co-op kind of board game for 1 to 5 players. Plays in about an hour, and what you're trying to do is kind of live through, almost like, you know, you're kind of living through the events of the movie, but there's different objectives and you're going through, you know, obviously the co-op, the whole game, and you'll have different encounter phases and you're going to resolve encounter cards, and then you'll have to do your objectives. And then there's the final phase of the missions where each player will have to have a unique set of missions and requirements, and you have to fulfill the final missions requirements all at the same time, simultaneously, to win the games. You can also introduce Science Officer Ash for a more challenging game. Ash moves through the ship, removing scrap and forcing crew to lose morale. And scrap is kind of the big thing in the game, where you're using scrap to forge different items and things like that for the game. So looks really cool. That's Alien Fate of Nostromo. Hey, let's talk a bit about a few items from Funko. Now, I love Funko and Prospero Hall, the themes that they put out. But first up, I'm going to talk about Alice in Wonderland, which is a two-figure pack from the Funkoverse game, the Funkoverse strategy game. This is going to be featuring Alice and the Queen of Hearts. Now, I haven't talked in a while about Funkoverse releases because I haven't seen a whole lot of new ones, but it is an absolutely amazing game. Now, each set, whether it's a DC character like Batman, Robin, Joker, Harley, or there's also the Golden Girls packs, there's a Jurassic Park pack, there's Harry Potter, or here, Alice and the Queen of Hearts, you can mix and match all of these characters and for a variety of maps and a variety of game types which come in each one of these sets, and it plays amazingly well, and it's so easy to get into, and it's just a family weight game, but you can play from anyone from family weight up to hardcore gamers. It's a really solid game. This two-pack will retail for $25, and you should see it in Target and other mass market stores that you find all the Funkoverse releases this summer. I would suspect more packs are kind of coming from this genre or the Funkoverse as well. Maybe they'll have some more Alice packs. I'd like to see some more two-player packs and maybe even a four-player pack, but who knows? Maybe they've got some more up their sleeve again because they've got some good IPs they can pull from. Also from Funko is Fast and Furious Highway Heist. This is a co-op or solo game for 2 to 4 players, and it's going to play in about 60 minutes and also $30. This is an interesting one because I would think that Fast and Furious Highway Heist would be a larger type game, but playing in just 60 minutes and looking at some of the pictures that I see, just looks like a smaller game. Now, it says an exciting new mission-based game based on a blockbuster movie series. Play as Dom, Brian, Letty, Roman, and the rest of the team Toretto in a harrowing space high-speed heist. Go up against heavily armored enemies with your hot cars, daring driving, and jaw-dropping vehicle-to-vehicle leaps of faith. Now, this is going to be a scenario-based game. Now, how each one of these scenarios you do, it's going to be how you kind of perform in them, it's going to impact how you do throughout the rest of the scenarios. Now, on players' turns, you're going to move, leap from vehicle to vehicle, fight enemies back, pull off crazy stunts, and all that's going to be kind of a timer for the game. And again, each scenario is going to have different objectives you must complete to win. So get ready to work with your own Fast family. It's up to you to pull up the job, no matter what the crew needs to get done. So check that one out. I believe that one will be out also this summer as well. Next up, Thunderworks GM, the game company, revealed release dates for two titles. So Role Player Adventures, which is going to be about $130, and Cape May, which is more of a Euro, and it's going to be $60, and that's going to be out in July. So Role Player Adventures is a big, sprawling kind of campaign story-type game based around Role Player. Now, Role Player was a game about making up your role-playing game character, and it had, you know, a lot of role gamey and scoring, things like that, but it was really cool to see how the characters developed. Now you can use these characters in this story-based game, Role Player Adventures. You can use those characters, or of course, they'll have some pre-generated characters in the box. It'll be the big release this summer after the big-time successful Kickstarter that Role Player Adventure had last year. So really look forward to checking this one out as well. Now, Cape May is kind of a city-building Euro from 1 to 4 players for about 1 hour to 2 hours. This is by Eric Mosso and, of course, like I said, Thunderwork Games. You're going to traverse the city streets as entrepreneurs developing property while building wealth over four seasons to earn prestige. Build cottages, develop them into Victorian homes, and upgrade them into historic landmarks, establish shops, and grow them into profitable businesses. So you're going to be playing that basically a city building, kind of an economic area control hand management game. So whoever best balances their income, development, movement, and personal goals will go down in history as the most successful developer in Cape May. So this is kind of up my alley, being kind of a Euro game. Like I always like to say, that those type of games are really what I love. So look forward to this one again this summer. I think it's out in July. Renegade Games will release Subastral. This is from Matt Riddle and Ben Pitchback, two great designers. This one will be out in June. Now, this will be 2 to 5 players for about $20. And this is kind of the sequel, so to speak, from Stellar, which was released last year, which was a great two-player game by Matt and Ben and by Renegade Game Studios. Such an absolutely fantastic two-player game. I played this one with my daughter as well. So looking forward to more information by Subastral and when that one does come out later this year, quarter two in June. But also, Matt and Ben have a new company called Motor City Gameworks. Now, it's going to be coming to Kickstarter. I don't have a link to it because it'll be out between now and the next show. So I'm sure I'll talk about it more in the next show. I believe it's on March 9th. It'll be coming out. It's a game called Three Sisters. Just wanted everybody to check it out. Now, like I said, it's from Matt and Ben. It's kind of Fleet the Dice Game. It's kind of a next step from Fleet the Dice Game, which was a great kind of heavier roll and write. This one is about farming, basically using the Three Sisters, which is kind of gourds, corn, and beans, to develop your farm. And you can get extra kind of things, helpers in the farm, and do other things throughout this nice kind of heavy roll and write. Really solid. It'll be a good price. I'll cover one again in the next episode. So let's move on to Kickstarters. First up is a game called Roll and Play. Well, not really a game. It's kind of a game, accessory called Roll and Play, the Fantasy Character Kit. This one is well-funded, has a little more than 3 weeks to go. This is how you develop kind of your creating characters and NPCs for role-playing games. This reminds me, now I'm an older guy, so back growing up in the 80s, there was a product called Central Casting. It was a book kind of similar to this, where it had a lot of charts and stuff where you could really kind of randomly get some backstories and other type things for your role-playing games. This is kind of looks the same to me, where you've got a book where you're going to have a bunch of charts. You can have a lot of different ways to go through these charts and give yourself almost kind of an easier way to come up with backstories and, companions or different stories for your role-playing game. It's going to be about $15 for the pledge to get in it, or $16 for this to get in on this book. Really looks solid. This one, again, is going to be about another 3 weeks. Next up, Batman The Dark Knight Returns, the game. I've got a bunch of I'm going to kind of go pretty quick on some of these because I've got a bunch of things that are way, way funded. So I don't really need a whole lot of information on these. So I'll just give you the links in there and I'll just kind of mention them to you so you don't forget them. Batman The Dark Knight Returns, the game. You are Batman coming out of retirement in the board game that brings Frank Miller's iconic comic series to life. Now, what's interesting to this one is it is a truly solo game for 90 minutes. It looks like a really solid game by Cryptozoic Entertainment. This one only costs about $60 for the base game, or deluxified kind of version of $100. This is designed by Daryl Andrews and Morgan Dottenville. So really solid game there. A lot of really cool components there. And I'm looking forward to seeing this one when it comes out. Of course, being solo is not necessarily up everybody's alley, but it's something that I really think will look cool. And of course, it's Batman. Everybody loves Batman. Jeez, got to get in on this one. The next two, I'm just going to kind of gloss over real quick because you're either going to love them or you don't, or you know about them or not. So Root the Marauder expansion. This is just an expansion for Root. This is over $1 million. It's got about 2 weeks to go. The expansion is going to cost $50 for this Marauder pledge, or there's with more hirelings where you can get more stuff in it. But again, this is an expansion for the game Root. And the next one, Tiny Epic Dungeons. This is by Gamelin Gains. Again, over $1 million. This has got, again, about 2 weeks to go. And you can get in on Tiny Epic Dungeons for about $25 for the base pledge, or $30 for the premium pledge. Scott Alms does a lot of great, has done all the Tiny Epic games. This is kind of the Tiny Epic Dungeon Crawl, 1 to 4 players, plays in about 30 to 60 minutes with some cooperative play. does have some great minis to it, and it looked like some really good gameplay, so check that one out. Another one kind of flew under a little bit under the radar, so this one is about a week and a half to go. This is called Orchonomics. This isn't as quite as crazy overfunded, but it is funded. It is actually funded now, 20,000 of its 10,000 goal as of this recording. Got about a week and a half to go. It's an interesting little kind of Euro card game that does set up a little bit differently in the town. You're kind of an economic game like no other with its peculiar setting, orcish humor, and great artwork. 2 to 5 players complete to establish companies in 10 different industrial sectors. Companies in each industrial sector generate income or losses and grant players abilities that can be used during the game. This one looks pretty cute. I really thought it looked like a really nifty game, kind of some good minis and some good kind of card play there. $50 to get out on Orchonomics, the premium edition. So check that one out as well. A few others that I'll get through real quick. Block and Key. This is a puzzle game. Really cool puzzle game where the box kind of turns into kind of the board in a way, because it's got a nice 3D looking board, and you've got these cool clay blocks. And as you kind of pick out different pieces to play, you'll have different kind of ways of the way you look at the game from the side, and that's why it's 3D. You'll have to fulfill certain kind of objective cards where it almost has this, the pieces kind of like polyominoes or Tetris pieces. But as you kind of put them on the board and as you look at them, this is why it has to be a big 3D board, kind of as you look at them from the side, those are going to have to, the different ways that they look are going to have to match different pieces or different cards that you put out there. So the different color pieces matching up with other color pieces, depending on how you put them on the board, are going to be how you are going to be how you kind of fulfill these objectives. Man, it looks really, really cool. Very lightish, good, perfect family weight game. This one is about $43 American. It's in Canadian money, Canadian dollars, and also they kind of tell you how many euros it is as well. But anyway, about $43 American to get this one delivered to the U.S. And it's also 54 Canadian for our friends up north. But this one is, again, well-funded, about a week and a half to go. Check this one out. Really cool. Block and Key. Next one, Skyline Express. This has about 3.5 weeks to go. This is a pretty cool game because you also can get a roll and write in it as well as the kind of regular game. So the roll and write will cost you about $15, and the base game will cost you about $43, or you can get them both together. I believe they're both together about $73 US. Now, Skyline Express, from kind of the designers behind Micro City, Pocket Mars, this is a pretty cool game about kind of they say it's a family-friendly board game of tile placement and pattern building that seems very straightforward at first, but proves deceptively tricky and brain-burning very fast. Place passengers in your carriages according to their preferences and accomplish goals and provide services. So you're getting your passengers for your different carriages, and depending on the objective cards, you have to kind of put them in different carriages or different makeups of the different people in the carriages. This is 1 to 4 players, plays in about, they say 15 minutes per player, but basically you're looking at this as a super filler or 1 hour wonder. Looks pretty cool. It has a lot of different objective cards, but not overly heavy of a game, but kind of almost like kind of drafting the tiles or getting the tiles into your different sky cars. So check that one out. Skyline Express, again, about 4 weeks to 3.5 weeks to go, and it is not quite funded, but I suspect this one will get funded. It's got about half of its $30,000 goal, but check this one out. Again, it's not a bad price at all, but a very, very cool looking game. And finally, Ragnaroks. This is a fast, fun game from the designer of Santorini. So if you know what Santorini is, it's a kind of a very strategy game. Almost feels like a very light kind of version. It has that feel of chess where you're kind of, I don't want to call it, it's not chess variant, but I call it a feel of chess because you're putting your pieces on a board and you're really trying to stay ahead of the other player to get to what the objective is. So Santorini was kind of getting to the third level. This is kind of a little bit different, but it does have that same very tactical, strategic element where you're kind of putting out the different rocks on the board. So this is 1 to 2 players, plays in about 20 minutes. So it has that same two-player very feel to it. Player tactical feel to it. So you're getting, a Viking and Midgard type theme to it. And each one of you'll have a lot of different kind of player powers or the myth cards, which will give you a power as you're kind of moving your player or your character in a certain area, direction. You'll put out kind of the stones around the character and you're trying to kind of trap and get points that way and trap them in there. This is by Gray Fox Games. This will cost you about $45. Seems like a decent price for it. It will release later this year, $45 for the Kickstarter edition. It is also well-funded in about 2.5 weeks to go, but that's Ragnaroks. If you like kind of that tactical feel of Santorini, the good two-player thinky head-to-head game, Ragnaroks is right there up your alley. But there's a bunch of great Kickstarter games, Roll and Play, the Fantasy Character Kit, which is the book, the Batman and Dark Knight Returns, the Root expansion, Tiny Epic Dungeons, Orchonomics, Lock and Key, Skyline Express, and Ragnaroks. Of course, I will have links to all of these in the show notes. Sorry for going so quick today. We had so much stuff to cover. But thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast that I do with my buddy Chris. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. I'll see everyone in another 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.